When residential fires happen at night, deaths are more likely to occur because it takes a long time to wake up. Smoke alarms help reduce the danger, but a new study shows that children could be more at risk because they don't respond as quickly to the sound of an alarm compared with some other sounds. This is the sound of a traditional fire alarm, but according to a study by the Center for Injury Research and Policy, it may not be the most effective at waking up young children. Researchers conducted a study where they tested three alarms that used the mother's voice and found that a sleeping child was about three times more likely to be awakened by one of the three voice alarms than by the tone alarm. The average time to escape for the high-pitched tone alarm was nearly 5 minutes, but with the voice alarm, children responded in 18 to 28 seconds. Still, until more research is done, families should continue to use traditional smoke alarms, according to Dr. Gary A. Smith, one of the lead researchers.
Because about half of the deaths that occur in home fires occur in households that do not have working smoke alarms, we strongly encourage families to continue to use traditional smoke alarms as our research continues.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.